Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another day. We thank God for this opportunity to see the 16th day of the month of June, year 2022. We appreciate the Lord for his mercy, for his power, for his loving kindness. And we thank the Lord for what he has been doing using this broadcast. And we thank God for how God has been empowering the life of people and how the Lord has been reviving prayer altars of people, and many testimonies that have been coming to us. We bless the name of the Lord. We appreciate what the Lord has done. I want to appreciate all the testimony I have received yesterday, testimony of permanent resident. In fact, it was awesome. I received almost three people that God had settled in that area. They received their permanent resident. They have been praying about. And I want to appreciate the Lord for that. I want to thank God for those that God has given the fruit of the womb. I want to appreciate the Lord for his power in the life of people. A lot of those who have received promotion in their place of work. God bless you so much. I pray that all this testimony will be permanent in your life, in your family, in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, let's lift up our voices as we worship the Lord, as we bless the name of the Lord, as we glorify the Lord. You are the Lord from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God, you are God. From beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. All other gods, they are the works of man. You are the only one. There is none like you. All other gods are Lord our God, they are the works of man. You are the only one. There is none like you. Hallelujah. For the Lord God, omnipotent, reigns. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, you are be so good, you are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life every day. Oh Lord, you are be so good. You are so good to us. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. 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 Thank you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for the mightiness of your power. Thank you, Daddy, for who you are. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this High Voltage Prayer Program, and I want you to really pray. As you pray, things begin to happen. As we pray, God begin to move in dimension of his great power. As we pray, the yoke shall be broken. As we pray, the mighty hand of God shall be released upon your life. As we pray, God shall minister to your case in a greater dimension. As we pray, oh, you will see the manifestation of God's power. I want you to pray these very unique prayers. We are going to pray. As we begin to pray this prayer, you will see the finger of God in operation in your life, and you will see the angel of your blessing being released. Open your mouth and pray very well. Say, every evil altar assigned to summon my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar assigned to summon my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar assigned to summon my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar assigned to summon my life, catch fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Say every satanic sentence passed upon my life, lose your power. In the name of Jesus, every satanic sentence pass upon my life, lose your power. In the name of Jesus, every satanic sentence pass upon my life, lose your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, all evil summoners receive confusion in the name of Jesus. All evil summoners receive confusion in the name of Jesus. All evil summoners receive confusion in the name of Jesus. All evil summoners receive confusion in the name of Jesus. All evil summoners receive confusion in Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and say any dead relatives that has captured my blessing, release them by fire in the name of Jesus. Any dead relatives that has captured my blessing, release them by fire, release them by fire, release them by fire in the name of Jesus. Any dead relatives that has captured my blessing, release them by fire, release them by fire, release them by fire in the name of Jesus. Any dead relative that has captured my blessing, release them by fire in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Open your mouth and shout this prayer with power. Say, any yoke programmed into my life from childhood, break in the name of Jesus. Any yoke programmed into my life from childhood, break in the name of Jesus. Any yoke programmed into my life from childhood, break in the name of Jesus. Any yoke programmed into my life from childhood, break in Jesus' name we pray. Now, I want you to practicalize something now. You are going to bring out a bottle of oil or a bottle of water. Lord, I pray that this bottle of oil will carry your power. The oil and the water will be anointed by your power. The blood of Jesus shall flow into this oil and this water. I decree that it shall become an instrument of deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, rub the oil in your palm. Or you drop a little water there and rub it in your palm. Now, lay your hand upon the floor. Upon the floor where you are. Whether in your room, anywhere, just lay your hand there. And you are going to pray this prayer very loud. Say, oh, earth, vomit my virtue by fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, earth, vomit my virtue by fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, earth, vomit my virtue by fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, earth, vomit my virtue, vomit my virtue, vomit my virtue, vomit my virtue in Jesus' name. We'll slap the ground 3 times. Let's go. Oh, earth, vomit my virtue by fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, earth, vomit my virtue by fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, earth, vomit my virtue, 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 vomit my virtue in Jesus' name we pray. Still lay your hand upon the floor. Say, you powers of the grave, you power of the grave, release me by fire in the name of Jesus. You power of the grave, release me by fire in the name of Jesus. You power of the grave, release me by fire, release me by fire in the name of Jesus. You power of the grave, release me by fire, release me by fire, release me by fire in the name of Jesus. You power of the grave, release me by fire, release me by fire, release me by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Some things are happening there. What was buried against you have been exhumed now and is catching fire. You are going to pray now. Say, resurrection power of Jesus Christ, come upon my life now in the name of Jesus. Resurrection power of Jesus Christ, come upon my life now in the name of Jesus. Resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ, come upon my life, come upon my life, come upon my life, come upon my life, come upon my life in the name of Jesus. Resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ, come upon my life, come upon my life in Jesus' name. Put your hand on the ground. Say, oh, earth, vomit my business, vomit my money, vomit my career, vomit my breakthroughs, vomit my talents, vomit my marriage. You can insert anything that you want the earth to vomit. You can insert it there. Are you ready now? Oh, earth, vomit my breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Oh, earth, vomit my breakthroughs, vomit my breakthroughs, vomit my breakthroughs, vomit my breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Oh, earth, vomit my breakthroughs, vomit my breakthroughs, vomit my breakthroughs in Jesus' name. Pray, say anything buried into the ground
to tie me down. Be exhumed and catch fire in the name of Jesus. Anything buried to the ground, to tie me down. Be exhumed and catch fire in the name of Jesus. Anything buried to the ground, to tie me down. Be exhumed and catch fire in the name of Jesus. Anything buried to the ground, to tie me down. Be exhumed and catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, any dead relative sitting on my breakthrough, in the name of Jesus. Any dead relative sitting on my breakthrough, in the name of Jesus. Any dead relatives sitting on my breakthrough, in Jesus' name, we pray. These are deep prayers in the spiritual warfare, because when you say any dead relative sitting on your breakthrough die, it will look somehow to a new student in the spiritual warfare, a new student in the school of spiritual warfare, but it's a deep prayer. What we are saying is that whatever a dead relative has sat upon, it should be unseated from that place. And those things should be available for you. You know, they should be available for you to spend. They should be available to your family. That is just what we are seeing. You open your mouth and say this one loud and clear. Anything that belonged to me from heaven, that has been stolen from my hand, I recover you by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything that belonged to me from heaven and has been stolen from my hand, I recover you by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything that belonged to me from heaven, and it has been stolen by fire, and it has been stolen, I recover you, 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 in the name of Jesus. Anything belong to me from heaven, anything that belong to me from heaven, and it has been stolen from my life, I recover you now, I recover you now, in Jesus' name, pray. Oh, I am having a leading that we should pray that prayer two more times. Please pray very well. Anything that belong to me from heaven, that has been stolen from my life, I recover you by fire. In the name of Jesus, anything that belonged to me from heaven, that has been stolen from my hand, I recover you by fire. In the name of Jesus, anything that belonged to me from heaven, that has been stolen from my life, I recover you, I recover you, I recover you, I recover you, I recover you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. What a wonderful, mighty God we serve. I pray that every good thing that has been stolen from your life now, recover them in the name of Jesus Christ. Any of your virtue that have been buried shall be exhumed in the name of Jesus Christ, and it shall be made available for you. Any of your blessing that the enemy has taken to the grave, I command them now to resurrect in the name of Jesus Christ. Any woman being that has taken witchcraft to suppress you shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. What a wonderful Father. Now I want you to pray. If you are sick in any area of your body, it is time for you to pray. Take the oil and drink a little. Also rub it on your chest as we pray now. Your hand on your chest. You will now pray very loud. Say, strangers of darkness hiding inside my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness hiding inside my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness hiding inside my body, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, any sickness planted into my body from the coven, in the name of Jesus. Any sickness planted into my body from the coven, in the name of Jesus. Any sickness planted into my body from the coven, in Jesus' name, pray. Say, inherited sickness and infirmity, in the name of Jesus. Inherited sickness and infirmity, in the name of Jesus. Inherited sickness and infirmity, in Jesus' name we pray. Now I want to pray for you. I speak to anyone hearing me, and you are sick in any area of your body, or you are deformed in any area of your body, or there is a disease in your body, or you have received negative medical report, or it's like you don't have hope, wherever you are, I decree now that the hand of the Holy Ghost shall move upon your life, and instant miracle shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Every sickness and disease around you, within you, I command them to leave and return back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the power of deliverance, the power of healing, rest upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I challenge every sickness, infirmity, plantation of darkness. I command you to pack your load and go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree those who cannot see very well, receive power to see. Those who cannot walk very well, receive power to walk. Those who are affected in the area of your body, receive wholesome in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive wholeness in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive healing in the name of Jesus. Receive wholeness in the name of Jesus. Any embargo on your health shall be broken to pieces. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Aha, what a wonderful Father we serve. Now it is time to pray on your certificate. We pray on that certificate. I'm still having the leading by the Holy Spirit. We should pray more on certificate. The Lord wants to perform wonders on many people's certificates, because we have seen as we are praying, some certificates were buried long time ago. Some certificates are presently in the coven. Some certificates are already in the hand of the owner, but they are not there. They are in the hand of household wickedness. So that is why we are going to pray. You pray this prayer very well. Say, my certificate, my original certificate, where are you? Appear in the name of Jesus. My original certificate, where are you? Appear, 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 appear. In Jesus' name we pray. It is possible for somebody to be holding a certificate and that is not the original certificate. The original certificate has been satanically taken away and is holding that original in his hand, but it carries no value. You are going to pray right now. Say, satanic embargo on my certificate, scatter in the name of Jesus. Satanic embargo on my certificate, scatter in the name of Jesus. Satanic embargo on my certificate, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, darkness that cover my certificate, clear away by fire in the name of Jesus. Darkness that cover my certificate, clear away by fire in the name of Jesus. Darkness that cover my certificate, clear away by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, envious siblings that vow my certificate will be useless, receive open disgrace in the name of Jesus. Envious siblings that vow my certificate will be useless, receive open disgrace in the name of Jesus. Envious siblings that vow my certificate will be useless, receive open disgrace in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every yoke of darkness over my certificate, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of darkness over my certificate, scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Say, my certificate, hear the word of the Lord, be empowered to take me to the next level in the name of Jesus. My certificate, hear the word of the Lord, be empowered to take me to the next level in the name of Jesus. My certificate, hear the word of the Lord, be empowered to take me to the next level in Jesus' name. Say, my certificate, hear the word of the Lord, prosper by fire in the name of Jesus. My certificate, hear the word of the Lord, prosper by fire, prosper by fire, prosper by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, my certificate, hear the word of the Lord, manifest by fire in the name of Jesus. My certificate, hear the word of the Lord, manifest by fire, manifest by fire, manifest by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. There's a strength that's going on now. There is a big tree right in the village of someone that is hiding the certificate. You will say now, say, you evil tree holding my certificate, catch fire in the name of Jesus. You evil tree holding my certificate, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire in Jesus' name. Say, you evil tree in charge of my certificate, release it now, catch fire in the name of Jesus. You evil tree in charge of my certificate, release it now, catch fire in the name of Jesus. You evil tree in charge of my certificate, release it now, 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 catch fire in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is what a mighty wonders, what a deep deliverance going on. Thank you, Father. A lot have happened there. You will definitely experience greater testimony. The Lord is taking you to a high height and a new level. I can see a lot of people who have been rejected shall be accepted. A lot of people that have written application, they shall be looking for you. Many people that have sat for interview right now, God shall favor you. Se kateke prako telusko prakatalatiliko prako tiliko vumsa kuti alekadia. Thank you, Father. Aha. Just a few days ago, we started talking about freedom from bondage. Freedom from bondage. The Bible says the children of Israel cried because of the reason of the bondage that the Egyptian had put on them. Exodus chapter 2, verse 23. There is a thing we call bondage that is hard. The children of Egypt, they put Israel under hard bondage. So there is a hard bondage. There is a complex bondage. There is bondage inherited. There is generational bondage. There is bondage acquired. There is genetic bondage. Bondage right from your womb. There is bondage that is forced on someone. There is foundational bondage. Beloved, a bondage can be a witchcraft bondage. A bondage can be a very terrible yoke upon human beings. When you are in bondage, you are in a spiritual cage. When you are in bondage, you are already in captivity. When you are in bondage, some may not even know they are in bondage. And that is why we have conscious bondage. We have unconscious bondage. Many may not know they are in bondage until they begin to pray. Then their eyes will open. Hey, there are many people today that have been married with the use of charm, and they don't know they are in bondage. But when prayer becomes hot, their spiritual eyes will open and they begin to see things. And their physical eyes also will open. They will know that they are in the wrong place. There are many people that have started business to now, and that business has put them in bondage. Even some has entered into the ministry work, and they never knew that they are not called into the ministry. They find themselves in that bondage. You need to pray and get yourself out from anywhere you have found yourself that God has not called you to. If you are running a race and you are running very fast and it's not the race of your destiny, you are already in bondage until you pray out, until you pray yourself out of that pathway. Because it's a pathway that will lead to destruction. A pathway that God has not given to you, God is not committed to keep you there. We need to pray. The enemy had kept a lot of people in bondage. We have inherited bondage from our parents. We have acquired bondage ourselves. Many of us have put ourselves in bondage. But, listen to me, no matter the level of the bondage, God is greater than any kind of power that put you in bondage. The power of God can break the bondage. When God came into the situation of the people of Israel, Pharaoh that put them in bondage was swallowed by the Red Sea. Every bondage forced into your life shall be broken today in the name of Jesus Christ. Any yoke fashioned against your life shall be broken. What you must do is to give your life to the Lord. Confess your sin and tell the Lord, have mercy. Deliver me, O Lord, and the Lord will set you free. Le soko pia lia makandere broto in the kangaka pia buria maskandere kada. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Aha. Do you know that there are people who cannot stay with one wife? It's a bondage. Do you know there are people who cannot stay with one husband? It's a bondage. It's a very strict bondage. A serious bondage that must be broken. We are right now going to break every yoke and bondage that is in our life. Get ready right now. Begin to confess your sin and tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to show you mercy. La keto supra poti di kayakata. In Jesus' name we pray. Three prayers I want you to pray very well. Say, witchcraft bondage in my foundation. Break and release me in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft bondage in my foundation. Break and release me. Break, 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 break and release me. Witchcraft bondage in my foundation. Break and release me. Break and release me. Break and release me. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, inherited bondage of my father's house. Lose your hold. They are in the name of Jesus. Inherited bondage of my father's house. Lose your hold. They are in the name of Jesus. Inherited bondage of my father's house. Lose your hold. They are in the name of Jesus. Inherited bondage of my father's house. Lose your hold. They are in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, bondage forced into my life in the dream. They are in the name of Jesus. Bondage forced into my life from the dream. They are in the name of Jesus. Bondage forced into my life through dreams. They are in the name of Jesus. Bondage forced into my life through dreams. They are in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord, I thank you for your wonders. And I give you glory. I pray for as many people hearing me now. And the enemy has put your business in bondage. I command your business right now to receive deliverance. Any charm buried at the entrance of your shop that has caged your business, the charm shall catch fire. Any altar that was in that place before you took it, before you took the shop, any altar that has been operated in that place before you took the place, I command the altar to scatter and catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. You strong man monitoring that business negatively, in the name of Jesus Christ, any power that is working against your profit, that power shall be buried in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that vow you will never prosper, I command the power to be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. Arrow fire against your marriage and go back to the sender. Arrow fire against your destiny and go back to the sender. You arrow of barrenness, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. That sister, get ready to get married, because the Lord has opened your way and the yoke of spirit husband has been broken. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for that woman, all your children that you have been praying about. They shall give you peace and they shall give you joy. Very soon, they are going to surround you and they will apologize for all they have done. Thank you, Father. La kuske prakotele ke prokotilia rika gagaliko prako sentelege riprakata la gadasa le pakusa taya bo santa yaraba la boko senteria rimo ponta dia karaba la boka dia masanteyele ko proko sotulikaya. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray that the Lord will visit you. The power of God shall fall upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. I challenge that arrow of madness. Get out of that brain and go back to the sender. Inherited arrow of madness, inherited yoke of madness, every curse in your family line, every idol in your family line that has caged all your family, that is now caging you, I command the yoke of the idol to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Every foundational bondage attacking your head, attacking your brain, that want to run you mad, I command the bondage to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power and the blood of Jesus, I command you now, be delivered, be delivered, be delivered, be delivered, be delivered, be delivered from generational curse, be delivered from generational bondage, be delivered from generational stronghold in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, God has done a lot and the Lord will do more. You have testimony to share, forward it to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. Like we have told you, we have won and we have been saying it repeatedly. We don't send code to people to lodge into one code or call you that you have to put yourself, you have to lodge into this code. And when you lodge into this code, this and that, this is not from us. Those who do that, they are scammer. And we have told you, don't follow them and don't give them your code. Make sure that you pray the prayer we say you should pray. What we can do for you on this platform is to, you see that we may send you some bill of program or there. And we can't say one code or the other. We are not interested in that one. We're interested in your spiritual well-being. We're interested in your spiritual fire. We're interested in spreading the word of God. We're interested in evangelizing the word of God. We're interested in your prayer being revived. We're interested in your deliverance. We're interested in your freedom. We're interested in your prayer fire. We're interested in making heaven. So we are interested in making ourselves the who God has designed us to be. We're interested in becoming the disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're interested in making heaven at last. We are not interested in all the evil people, evil thing they have been doing around. So get one and always be very careful. If they say we have sent code to you and the service is coming up somewhere, so there's a program somewhere, so therefore this is the code. When you have gotten the code, let me know. All those ones, they are not from us. We don't send any code to anybody, so don't follow anybody to join any code. May God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. God will continue to uphold you. God will continue to assist you, and the Lord will break every yoke of darkness around you, and all evil men shall disappear. In Jesus' name we pray. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. And our international office is at number 13 on Lasimbo Street, Unike Sabuyaba, just behind the back of University of Lagos, Second Gate, and 10 minutes drive from Queen's College. God bless you in Jesus. You can pay us a visit for prayer, for deliverance, and for counseling. It is well with you in Jesus' name.